Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Early Investor: How Teens and Young Adults Can Become Wealthy is a personal finance and investing guide written for younger readers who are at the start of building money habits. Michael W. Zisa uses a straightforward, educational approach to explain how early financial decisions can shape long-term outcomes. The book is positioned as a practical introduction to investing fundamentals rather than an advanced market manual, so its focus is on understanding basic concepts, forming disciplined habits, and recognizing why time matters in wealth creation. Based on the available descriptions, it covers core topics such as budgeting, saving, compounding, stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, bonds, retirement accounts, diversification, and the process of opening an investment account. It also appears to include guidance for parents who want to teach children about money responsibility. The overall purpose is to make investing accessible to teens and young adults by translating financial ideas into clear, usable steps. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why starting to invest early matters more than waiting. A central idea in the book is that age is an advantage when it comes to investing. The title itself signals the author's main argument: teens and young adults can build wealth if they begin learning and investing before many of the usual life pressures make saving harder. This is not presented as a claim about quick riches, but as a lesson in the mathematics of time. Starting early gives money more years to grow, which makes compounding a practical force rather than an abstract concept. For younger readers, this framing is important because it shifts investing away from something reserved for older, wealthier people. Instead, it treats investing as a habit that can begin with modest amounts and increase over time. The book's emphasis on early participation also helps readers understand that the biggest barrier is often not lack of income, but lack of awareness and delay. By teaching the logic of beginning sooner, the book aims to replace hesitation with informed action. Secondly, budgeting and saving as the foundation for future investing. Before discussing stocks or retirement accounts, the book gives attention to personal finance basics such as budgeting and saving. This ordering matters because investing depends on having money available on a regular basis, and that requires control over spending. For teens and young adults, budgeting is not simply a housekeeping tool. It is the bridge between earning money and directing part of it into assets that may grow over time. The book's treatment of this subject appears to connect financial responsibility with long-term opportunity, showing that wealth creation begins with habits rather than with complex products. Saving is presented as a skill that supports larger goals, including investing, emergency preparedness, and future independence. This approach is especially useful for younger audiences because it frames discipline as practical, not restrictive. Rather than treating budgeting as an end in itself, the book likely uses it to show how everyday decisions create investable capital. That makes the finance lessons immediately relevant to readers who are still learning how to manage their first incomes. Thirdly, understanding the main building blocks of a beginner portfolio, the book seems to introduce the standard investment vehicles that new investors are most likely to encounter: stocks, stock dividends, mutual funds, ETFs, and bonds. This is a useful structure because it gives readers a map of the basic market landscape without assuming prior knowledge. Stocks show how ownership in companies works and why growth can come from long-term participation in business performance. Dividends add another layer by showing that some investments can generate ongoing income as well as price appreciation. Mutual funds and ETFs help explain diversification and pooled investing, which are especially important for beginners who may not want to choose individual securities one by one. Bonds provide a more conservative contrast to equities, helping readers understand that not every investment carries the same level of risk or return. By laying out these categories together, the book appears to teach comparison rather than memorization. The reader learns not just what each instrument is, but why it exists and how it might fit into an early-stage investing plan. That kind of framing is particularly valuable for young investors building a first portfolio. Fourthly, using retirement accounts to connect early investing with long-term planning. Another important theme in the book is the role of retirement accounts, especially Roth IRAs. 401(n) plans, SEP IRAs, and traditional IRAs. Including these vehicles broadens the book beyond general investing and into long-range financial planning. For younger readers, retirement may seem remote, but the book appears to argue that starting early makes these accounts especially powerful. The point is not only that these accounts offer tax advantages, but that they help readers see investing as part of a lifetime strategy rather than a short-term activity. A Roth IRA can be especially relevant to younger investors because it encourages the habit of contributing early and letting gains grow over time. Mentioning employer and self-employed account types also helps readers understand that retirement planning is not limited to one income path. This section likely serves an educational function by showing how different account structures work in real life. and why the choice of account can matter as much as the choice of investment. For beginners, that distinction is often overlooked, so the book adds depth by linking investing decisions to account design. Lastly, risk control, diversification. An account set up for first-time investors, the book also appears to address practical implementation, including asset allocation, diversification, and opening an investment account. These are essential topics because knowing what to buy is not enough. Investors also need a framework for managing uncertainty and getting started correctly. Diversification reduces dependence on a single company or sector, which is a foundational lesson for anyone entering the market. Asset allocation expands that idea by showing how a portfolio can be balanced across different types of investments, according to goals and risk tolerance. For a young audience, this is valuable because it introduces the idea that investing is not about guessing one winner, but about constructing a sensible mix. The inclusion of account opening guidance makes the book more actionable than many beginner guides, since it addresses the practical barrier that often stops people from moving from theory to practice. By combining risk management with setup instructions, the book seems designed to take readers from curiosity to participation. That makes it especially useful for first-time investors who need both confidence and a procedural roadmap. In conclusion, this book is best suited for teens, young adults, and parents who want a clear introduction to investing without being overwhelmed by technical language. It is also useful for adult beginners who want a structured refresher on the basics of personal finance, portfolio construction, and retirement planning. Its main value lies in its accessibility instead of assuming prior knowledge. It explains why saving, compounding, diversification, and account selection matter in a way that young readers can apply early. In a category crowded with either highly technical investing manuals or motivational money books, this title stands out because it combines foundational instruction with a strong emphasis on age and timing. The focus on early action gives the book a practical edge, while the inclusion of topics like Roth IRAs, 401(n) plans, and account opening makes it more concrete than a general financial advice book. Readers looking for a first step into investing will likely benefit most, especially if they want a guide that treats financial education as a long-term habit rather than a one-time lesson. If you would like to support Michael W. Ziza, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.